Hey, what is up? Happy Featured Friday. This is episode 264. I'm your host, Brian LoFermento, and in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the one piece of advice I wish someone gave me when I was still working a 9-to-5 and looking to quit to become a full-time entrepreneur. I'm so excited to share this advice with you because hopefully, if you haven't received it yet, this is going to be advice that will serve you so well if you're still in a 9-to-5. I'm excited. Let's dive in. Friday here on the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast is I get to feature whatever topic or whatever guest I want to. And this week, I realized that I've never actually talked about the time period of my life, my early 20s, when I quit my 9-to-5 job. I was making really good money and I became a full-time entrepreneur. So that's what today's episode is all about. It's for each and every one of you that is potentially still in a 9-to-5. I hope that you find this episode really insightful because guess what? I've been where you are. I worked a 9-to-5, actually had a couple of jobs after I graduated from undergrad at Bentley University, which is a business school just outside of Boston, really small business school. Shout out to Bentley University. So basically, here's my story in like a 20-second nutshell. I graduated college in 2011, majored in economics and finance, got a really swanky, well-respected consulting gig in Boston, consulting with Fortune 500 companies about how they should price their products and how they should position them and what their copy should be and what the names of their products should be, what their next product rollouts should be. I mean, I was working with clients like Microsoft and Budweiser, all these really cool Fortune 500 companies. And guess how much money I made? This is really fun for me because it was this super well-respected job. They traditionally only hired from Ivy League schools, yet myself and a couple others, we were the exceptions to the rule. We were really good candidates going in that year. And we all had a starting salary of, get ready for it, because we were working like 80-hour weeks and we were all making $42,000 a year, so really not much, especially when you consider that I was $80,000 in student loan debt. So I immediately realized, holy cow, what am I doing here? I've already started a successful business when I was in college. Why am I working a 9-to-5? But I'll be honest with you, having an immigrant mom, she always wanted me to kind of have a safe career. She wanted me to have benefits. It's a large reason why my mom's family moved to the United States, because they wanted to see their kids get college degrees and have safe jobs. And I say safe in air quotes, because what is a safe job after all? So I realized a couple things, and I'm going to give you like the most transparent recollection of that time period of my life. I was 22 years old and I quickly realized, and when I say quickly, I mean literally 2 weeks into that job, I realized, holy cow, this isn't for me. I'm going to bounce. I'm going to start my own business. This is crazy that I'm sitting here in a cubicle every single day for 80 hours a week with an hour commute, by the way, each way. So it was really brutal. And so what I did is actually went to Spain and Portugal for 2 weeks, which was awesome. That was a really cool trip. I still can't believe my job let me do that 2 weeks into working there. But anyways, when I came back, I realized, you know what? If I'm going to quit, I'm kind of handicapped because I have $80,000 in student loan debt. I need financial stability because I have student loans every single month. And I want to move out of my parents' house. And there's obviously a lot of different things that I want to do. So money was an important factor in my decision, as it always is. I mean, for you personally, I know that money is a factor in your decision making. So what I decided was I am going to take a new job that pays me a lot more money, that I work fewer hours for the sake of starting my business. It was totally a short-term decision on my behalf. And coming from Boston, I always knew what pays really, really well in Boston, healthcare. And with my skills on a computer and my business skills and my understanding of economics, I realized I would be a big asset on the financial side of healthcare. So I jumped jobs just, I think it's probably 6 or 8 weeks into working at that first job right out of school. And who cares? I didn't care about the fancy consulting gig. I didn't care about the Fortune 500 companies because I said, I'm leaving anyways. All these moves for me are temporary and short term. So I jumped, took the money, my first offer, I was making $60,000, but after not too long, I got a raise to $95,000 a year as someone in my early 20s working in healthcare. So that was really cool. But again, I only did it for 10 months. And the entire time that I was doing it, I was working on my side hustle. I was starting a search engine optimization and marketing agency. So I was doing that with a business partner of mine. And here's the truth about that time period of my life is my business partner and I, we were both saving up for when we could quit. Because I personally figured, well, if I can keep paying my student loans and have money in the bank, that would give me a runway. So when I quit, I could just focus on building my business. And so I think the magic number I had in my head was, well, if I could just get 20K in my bank account, I'd be good. I'd be comfortable for a few months. We could work on starting our business. Even if we don't get a client up front, even if we don't get paid up front, at least I've got some cash in the bank. The truth is, cash runs out really quickly. So I did hit that 20K. I'm pretty sure that's what the number was. I can't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was either 15 or 20K in my bank, and then I quit. And then my business partner and I, we started our SEO agency. And the very first deal, I'll never forget, I have a picture of it. I have it framed somewhere at my parents' house in Boston. The very first contract we signed with a client was for a whopping total of $99 a month for marketing services. So obviously divided by two, less costs, we were making virtually no money on that. We proceeded to close our first deal for, I think it was $1,000 for a WordPress website. Again, it's like $400 each after costs. We were not making good money. Now, it turned out great. I mean, we ended up growing a really successful six-figure agency really quickly in our early 20s. We were just flying by the seat of our pants. I mean, it was a ton of fun. But here's what I wish someone told me in hindsight. I really wish that somebody told me, Brian, before you quit your job, stop focusing on saving money and start focusing on making money. So if you are still working a 9-to-5, this is advice that can not only basically make your financial future more sustainable, but it can actually accelerate your timeline of quitting your job. Because I felt like I was in this really weird holding pattern where I was just trying to save money. And to save money, think about how you and I save money. We cut out costs. That's it. I mean, that's the only way to save money is we cut out costs. You cut spending and you start saving more money. That's it. It's so simple. Like, that's literally the definition of saving money. And when it comes to cutting costs, guess what you start cutting? The things that you feel like you're wasting money on. That $10 a month Netflix bill. Your unlimited data plan. You don't need unlimited data, so let's cut that from $80 a month to $60 a month. There's another $20 a month that you're saving. You start cutting, maybe you switch insurance. Switch to Geico, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So kudos to Geico. I actually did switch to Geico, and you do save a lot of money with them. So shout out to Geico. And so you start cutting your costs that way so you can start saving more. The truth of the matter is, there is a limit to how much money you can save. Because ultimately, even if you get rid of all of your variable costs, you will still have your fixed costs. You will still have your student loans. You will still have your rent. You will still have your car. You will still have your gas. You will still have all of these fixed costs. So you will hit a limit. Whereas, and by the way, it might take you ages to save up to 20K, 30K, 40K, 50K in the bank. Could take you a very long time. So if that's what you're waiting for, that's going to take forever. And every time you get close to that milestone, take it from me because I lived it firsthand. Every time you get close, something's going to come up. You're going to need new tires for your car, or you're going to owe money on, I don't know, XYZ payments that you have to make or taxes or something. There's always going to be something. You will always have cash outlays. But the thing that there is no limit to is how much money you make. And so that's why if you truly, truly want to accelerate your timeline to leaving your job and becoming an entrepreneur, focus so much on making money. How much easier would it be for you to quit your job if your business was already making $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month or even more? The truth is, if you focus on that, and if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know how much I tell you, just focus on generating sales in your business. If that's all you focus on, you go to work, you come home, you focus on generating sales, how much easier will it be to leave your job? It's an uphill battle to keep saving money. And I see so many people who do it. I mean, I did it. I was guilty of this. I'm speaking from experience here. That's the advice that I wish someone gave me. I wish someone grabbed me on the shoulders and said, Brian, focus on making money before you leave your job. That's how you set up a financial foundation, not through saving. And by the way, here's the other side of the coin when it comes to saving money is as an entrepreneur, you will blow through that money so quickly. I mean, if I just look at some of my business costs, I spend thousands of dollars every single month on software, on advertising, on programs that I use. I spend a lot of money on my business every single month. And so if I was not generating revenue, I would be plowing through savings right now. Absolutely plowing. Even if I spent 2 years trying to save up, let's say $20,000, I mean, I could blow through that in a matter of months. And it took me years to save it. So that's the advice that I want to give you today. If you are working a 9-to-5 job, stop thinking that the way out of that is to save. You're never going to save your way out of your 9-to-5. You're going to make your way out of a 9-to-5. It is a way healthier mindset. It's way better for you as an entrepreneur. Adopt that mindset and say, wow, if I was making 10K a month in my business, it would be a no-brainer to leave my job. Or even 5K. Everyone has a different amount. So figure it out for you and then reverse engineer it. I talk about simple math a lot on this podcast. If you need to make $5,000 a month to quit your job and you sell, let's say, websites for $3,000, you just need 2 sales a month and you can quit your job. That's it. Go out and find 2 clients. That's it. And here's the cool thing. This is one thing that got me really excited as I started leaving my job and as we started getting clients is I realized, my gosh, if we just close one big client, like we would be closing website deals for $8,000 within our first year of doing business. And I would look at that and be like, man, I'd have to sit behind a cubicle for like 4 weeks to make this much money. So you really want to start focusing on making money. That's how you accelerate your timeline to quitting. That's it for me today. If you've not joined us inside the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur community on Facebook, what are you waiting for? Hop on over to letmeinthegroup.com. That's letmeinthegroup.com. It's Friday here. I'm wishing you a very happy weekend. I'll be back all next week with 3 new episodes of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'll see you next week. All right, if you are still listening, then what's up? It's so good to have you here. You are one of the loyal listeners that listens all the way through until the end, and that so makes my day. You have no clue. So this is just a really quick ask for me. If you have not yet left a review of the podcast in iTunes or inside the podcast app on your iPhone or iPad or MacBook or whatever Apple device it is that you listen to it on, You have no clue how much Apple controls the podcasting ecosystem, so it would make a huge difference for the podcast if you could take just 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds, out of your day and leave us a review. Just pound those 5 stars if you think this podcast is worthy of 5 stars, and type a really quick review. Let people know what you think of the show and what sort of content you want to see from my end, see more of, see new content. You let me know. I love reading the ratings and reviews. That's it. Have an amazing weekend. I'll see you next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the podcast.